Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's festival season in Toronto. Real World Festival brings the world's untold stories to the big screen, and Toronto After Dark has horror, sci-fi, and fantasy picks that'll make you either laugh your ass off or will scare your pants off. Toronto After Dark and Real World are both on right now, but this week I'm looking at some historical dramas based on real events that are opening today. We've got protests in Paris, politics in Washington, and poo in East Sussex. Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House, directed by Peter Landisman. It's June 1972 in Washington, D.C. Mark Felt, played by Liam Neeson, a top-ranked FBI agent, notices something strange. Burglars were caught breaking into the Democratic National Committee in the Watergate Hotel. And they weren't stealing money. They were looking for files. And the burglars turn out to be former federal agents. Who's behind this all? So Felt investigates, and the trail leads back to the White House, where Richard Nixon is running for re-election. But the investigation is stifled by a suspicious political appointee named Gray. He's the provisional head of the FBI since J. Edgar Hoover died just a few months before, and seems to be taking orders from the White House. This is a no-no. And the White House seems to know everything that the FBI is doing. Is there a leak somewhere in the bureau? So Felt decides to do some leaking himself, which has never been done before. He secretly meets with reporters from First Time magazine and then the Washington Post to pass on crucial information. So will the truth about Nixon and Watergate come out, and can Felt keep his identity a secret? Okay, no spoilers here, but go to Wikipedia and you'll have heard of the Watergate scandal that brought down Nixon and Deep Throat, the mysterious source that journalists Woodward and Bernstein used to break their stories, and all the president's men, and the Senate Watergate committees, which investigated all. But this movie looks at it from an entirely new perspective, as if the whole thing is a power struggle between the White House and the FBI, personified by Felt, who is a career federal agent. Movie's also about Felt's private life with his depressed alcoholic wife, Audrey, played by Diane Lane, and his hippie daughter who disappears and who Felt thinks has joined the Weather Underground. At worst, it seems to paint the FBI, which has a whole lot of skeletons in its own closet, as the great savior of the nation. But at its best, this movie captures the mood of a superb thriller based on a huge real-life conspiracy.
Little boy kneels at the foot of the bed.
Goodbye, Christopher Robin, directed by Simon Curtis. A.A. Milne, played by Donald Gleeson, is a popular playwright in London's West End who's just back from World War I. So on the surface, he's full of witty patter, all whiz-bang and tiddly-poo, but actually, he is shell-shocked. Champagne corks or popping balloons send him diving for cover in terror. He's so shaken up, he has to move out to the country, where he hopes to write an anti-war book in a peaceful environment. His flapper wife, Daphne, played by Margot Robbie, makes it clear she would much rather be partying in London. But Milne has writer's block, and the crying baby makes the situation even worse, so they hire a nanny named Olive, played by Kelly MacDonald, to help raise their son, Christopher Robin. They call him Billy Moon. But when Daphne moves back to London and Olive goes to help her dying mother, Milne is suddenly left alone with a son he barely knows, played by Will Tilston. He has to talk to him, cook for him, and entertain him. And that's when some serious father-son bonding kicks in. They go on adventures in the 100-acre woods. They climb trees, make up stories, and they play with his stuffed animals, a teddy bear, a piglet, and a donkey. Then he invites his friend, who's an illustrator, over to draw pictures of it all. And Milne begins to express himself writing poems. And he sends one called Vespers about their son praying before bed to Daphne, his wife, in London to show her that he's writing again. She can come home. She sends them to Vanity Fair, and right away it is a colossal hit. So Milne publishes the poems and stories about the life of his son and Nanny and the toys he plays with, Winnie the Pooh, Kangaroo, the whole deal. And suddenly, they are celebrities, famous around the world. So the boy is dressed up and trotted out for book tours and toy stores and radio interviews. And this really upsets him. Strangers now know about his private life and have delved into his imagination. They think he's a fictional character come back to life, but he says, I'm not Christopher Robin, I'm Billy Moon. That's his nickname. Can the family stop this tide of fame before their lives are ruined? Okay, Goodbye Christopher Robin is a touching story about the reality behind the beloved children's books. It's also the contrast between British stiff upper lip, no touching or showing emotion, and the humor and imagination that's yearning to escape. Movie's a bit slow in parts and tends towards nostalgia, but it does have beautiful locations and great costumes, and I don't know, I like it. BPM, or Beats Per Minute, directed by Robin Campillo. It's the early 1990s in Paris, and AIDS is at its peak, and people are in a panic. The government makes speeches but does nothing, and Big Pharma is sitting on crucial medication. Meanwhile, people are dying every day, so a group of activists launch a protest group called ACT UP Paris, after its U.S. counterpart and inspiration, and they spring into action. They storm into government meetings and pharmaceutical offices, throwing plastic sacks of fake blood at the walls. They handcuff themselves and they stage mass die-ins, falling to the floor until they're dragged away in the blood by police. They meet in university lecture halls to hash out their disagreements. Got men and women of all ages and sexualities. But will their actions fall on deaf ears? BPM is a story about this group, but especially about two of its members, Sean, a scrawny, cynical Latino, played by Nahuel Perez Biscayart, and Nathan, a student from a small town, played by Arnaud Valois. After a spontaneous first kiss, when they take over a high school to teach safe sex to the students, they move in together. Sean, HIV positive, and Nathan, negative. So their relationship is intense and passionate, partly because Sean might die at any moment. BPM is a long and detailed but very moving look at a civil disobedience movement. It captures the fluidity and uncertainty of life in the midst of a crisis. BPM, Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House, and Goodbye Christopher Robin, all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.